I'm going to just quickly mention about our inner strength. I'm going to offer an alternative to the report in the Lancet's global study about Britain being one of the laziest nations in the world. I wasn't very happy about that, okay? So I just thought I'd give us something to really think about. 1995, on this day, John McCarthy, you know, the British journalist that was held hostage 5 years in Lebanon, was finally freed. And on his release, he spoke about the strength that his fellow hostages had actually given him to endure the ordeal. So, you know, it's amazing to think that someone can actually find such strength, and not just John McCarthy, but all of us. So each day we're faced with challenges, we have mishaps and difficulties that we probably wish we never even encountered. But the important thing is, how do we change those negative experiences into positive ones? And I believe that for this we need some inner strength. It's quite easy to hide ourselves away from the world, accept that we can't cope and then give up. It's very easy to do that. And I know all about that because I've actually been there. But what we need to do is delve deep into our inner self, find our inner strength, which we know can be life-saver now. The beauty is that once you've discovered it, once you've actually learned how to use it, you can achieve almost anything. You can be motivated for anything. So in response to the Lancet Global Study, I'd like to suggest that maybe we're not lazy people. We just haven't found our inner strengths yet.
It's interesting because inner strength, as you say, we discover it. And that's right, because most of us have inner strength. Maybe we didn't know we had.
That's right.
Until a particular occurrence or a time comes around. It's fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah, it is that survival part of us that maybe comes to the surface. We hold on to that and fight with it.